MZTV.
Why does the Apostle Paul say in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, "And I, coming to you, brethren, came not with superiority of word or of wisdom, announcing to you the testimony of God, for I decide not to perceive anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified." Why? Because the cross of Christ and the crucifixion of Christ was and is the centerpiece of the Aeonian times. It was the pivot point that changed the fate of the human race from condemnation in Adam to justification in Christ. The entire human race. But we know that our adversary, Satan, is a wily enemy. And obviously, he does not want anyone to know what the cross meant for the entire human race. Irrespective of the participation of the entire human race, the cross was to Paul here a singular act that does not require any human contribution to make it real, to make it effective. So you might ask, how in the world could Satan undo such a dramatic, clear stroke of God? Paul also says in Colossians 2, verse 14, that Christ erased the handwriting of the decrees against us, which was hostile to us, and has taken it away out of the midst, nailing it to the cross. Verse 15, Colossians chapter 2, stripping off the sovereignties and authorities with boldness, he makes a show of them, triumphing over them in it. The cross was a complete, total defeat of Satan and his minions. But what have I always told you? And what does Paul present in Ephesians chapter 6? Well, our Lord says in John 8:44 that Satan is a liar and the father of lies. And then when we get to Ephesians 6, Paul calls upon us to put on the armor of God, which protects us from the stratagems of the adversary. That is, the strategy, the diabolical, deceitful plans that Satan concocts against the world coming to a realization of what the cross meant for not only all humanity, but the entire universe. So what a challenge was on the plate of these evil celestial dignitaries to try to erase this event. Well, they couldn't erase it from history because, as Paul said in his testimony, I believe, before King Agrippa, this thing was not done in a corner. Many even on the earth knew it. Certainly every celestial being was completely aware of what the cross did. And so those celestial beings on the side of Satan must have looked toward him and said, "What are you going to do about this?" I imagine there was a pregnant pause. And then the adversary might have said something like this: "I am going to make the day after the cross the same as the day before it. I am going to erase that day in the minds of billions." Saying you can't erase it historically. I'm not going to erase it historically. I'm going to erase its effect. Satan, how in the world are you going to do that? Satan might have said for one thing, I'm going to mistranslate their scriptures. I am going to change the word aeonian, which has to do with time, to eternal. So that all the heralding that these apostles of Christ are going to do, the heralding to believe, to put your faith and confidence in the cross. We know, all of us here, we know that this has to do with aeonian life. It has to do with coming in early to this life of Christ they're talking about. But I'm going to change that word so that it has to do with the effectiveness of the cross for all. I'm going to inject the deception into the human race that it takes human faith to make the cross work at all. And then I am going to require faith to come from within a human being. Anything, we will do anything to eliminate the power of God. With Satan, we can't literally eliminate the power of God. I'm not going to eliminate the power of God itself. I am going to eliminate people's positive perception of the power of God. I am going to negate in the minds of the human race the power of God's will. And I am going to make everything depend on human power, human decisions. Satan, but you know, like these apostles, especially Paul, he's going to put in, there will be verses in the scripture that you won't be able to mistranslate that will clearly say that no one is righteous, no, not one, that we are all gone out of the way and salvation from a human is, of course, I know that. But I will see to it that these verses are overwhelmed and buried. I will cater everything to the desire of humanity to be the captain of its own fate. No one could answer that. Because it smacked of diabolical genius. Because knowing the tendency of humanity for pride and self-righteousness, this would cater to it. Not every verse could be removed from Scripture, but the effort was devised and then executed. These verses would nary be spoken of and rarely even found, seeing as they would be overwhelmed by an appeal to human pride. Come via the fall of Adam. And it would take a divine activity to bring someone out of the darkness of that human pride via the verses that Satan just couldn't get rid of, couldn't mistranslate out of existence. He said, if I just mistranslate this one word, changing aeonian to eternity, then we will have eliminated the effectiveness of the cross for all humanity. Because as you all know, ladies and gentlemen, what Christ did, he did for the entire human race. He undid the curse of Adam that everyone has fallen prey to. By no will, no choice of their own, the creation was subjected to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who subjects it. And Christ is portrayed by our apostle Paul as the answer to Adam for all humanity. Just as all humanity came under the curse of Adam, not willingly, thus all humanity comes under the blessing of Christ, not willingly. This is what Satan had to eliminate. The word not in front of willingly, and make the willingness of the human being an essential aspect of salvation, period. Not early salvation, which aeonian life truly is. When we put the verses that implore us to believe in perspective, we know that belief, acceptance of Christ, belongs to aeonian life, not eternal life, because everyone is guaranteed of that due to their association with Adam. And this is the thing that Satan had to eliminate in the minds of the human race, in the corporate mind of all humanity. And this he did, injecting into humanity via creeds and religious councils the teachings of eternal torment and human free will. Also injected the Trinity, but I'm not going to talk about that today. That's another diabolical scheme, stratagem of the adversary to keep people from believing in the actual death of Christ. But right now, the appeal was to the human tendency for self-righteousness and pride. Same thing. And so think of the effect that this has had. And I am going to say something now. I said it at the beginning, but I said it through the mouth of our enemy. Now I'm going to say it as me speaking to you concerning what the Christian religion, which is Satan's vehicle, the Christian religion is Satan's host, his vehicle for injecting the thought, the idea that I am going to share with you now. Through his diabolical stratagems, Satan has made the day after the cross the same as the day before the cross. The day before the cross, the human race was dead in trespasses and sins under the curse of Adam. Yes? And according to the Christian religion, the day after the cross, humanity is still under the curse of sin and death. Let me say this again. The day before the cross, the human race dead in trespasses and sins, under the curse of Adam. The day after the cross, humanity still dead in trespasses and sins under the curse of Adam. This is literally what they believe. And you can see how the Christian teachings have completely eliminated Christ's work. The most they will say is that Christ made it possible to be saved. Wait a minute, if it's only possible for me to be saved, then I'm still under the curse of Adam. Correct. If it's merely possible for me to be saved because of Christ, I'm still dead in trespasses and sins. Correct. But that's the state I was in the day before the cross. Correct. Well, you're saying that after the 6 hours of suffering of God's Son on Calvary, I'm in the same condition. Correct. Isn't that remarkable? No one says it that way. No one looks at it that way. So what did the cross accomplish? Nothing. Oh, but it's worse. Not only did the cross accomplish nothing, But now, it is possible for human beings to be damned to hell for eternity for rejecting Jesus Christ, for not believing in Jesus Christ, which was not possible before the coming, and especially the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. The death, the entombment, and the resurrection of Christ, the greatest news of the Aeonian times, the guarantee of the salvation of everyone, in the end, eventually, every single member of the human race. What we call the evangel, that is good news, is after the twisting of this satanic religion, the worst news. Because now, because of this line that they say God has drawn in the sand, if you don't choose correctly concerning what happened at Calvary, you will be tormented for eternity. That couldn't have happened before the cross. They all say your eternal life depends on your decision concerning Jesus. Could you have made that decision before Jesus? Impossible. So the coming of Christ, rather than being the great news for the entire human race that it is, becomes now a challenge to human beings to make the right decision or else. This is why the mistranslation of the word Aeonian was so critical to Satan. Because rather than doing what we do, celebrating the death of Christ as the undoing of Adam, guaranteeing the justification of the entire human race, 1 Corinthians 15:22, Romans 5:18, 19, Colossians 1:20, guaranteeing, irrespective of whether anybody believes in it or not, the salvation of the entire human race, celebration, great event. No, instead of heralding that truth and then announcing Christ and belief in Christ as the thing that it really is, which is an acknowledgement of the work of Christ, which brings you into an early life, brings you to the life of the eons, allows you to live before the great white throne judgment and before the consummation when all humanity comes back to God, reconciled to God because of the cross. The mistranslation of this word has changed that special life that belief belongs to into the only life that belief is essential to. This is not a line. The cross of Christ is not a line that God drew in the sand that's going to determine people's eternal dwelling place based on their decision. No, it's a line that God uses to bring select people into an early knowledge of him so that he can then use those people to eventually reach the rest. You can see the damage done just by the translation of that word. There is a line between unbelief and belief, but it's not a line that determines one's eternal destiny, because that is secure for everyone, irrespective of belief. That is what we celebrate. That's what the cross did, and that is what Satan has completely buried and hidden. Now we need good translations to bring out that truth, but even in bad translations, we see the truth that humans are unable to come to God on their own. Even Aeonian life depends on God giving faith because humanity is completely helpless. Oh, I don't know how these people get up in the morning. And especially the ones that preached this lie. And to think that they're comfortable with the hideous lie that the day after the cross, for the human race, the day after the cross is no different than the day before it. This completely eliminates the purpose of the cross. It's the snare of the cross. It is why Paul heralds nothing but the cross and what it has accomplished for the entire human race. That is what we proclaim. Oh, the day after the cross was completely different than the day before it. Because on the cross, Jesus Christ undid the curse of Adam. He bought the entire field. That is, he bought the entire human race. And just as surely as Adam condemned everyone, Jesus Christ, because of the cross, justifies everyone, each in his own order, in his own class. 1 Corinthians 15, 22 and 23. This is the truth that Satan has successfully buried, and this is the lie that is even today broadcast by the satanically designed religion known as Christianity.